That's Business. A new and informative radio programme on management development and issues of leadership today. Exploring the highs and the lows of management today. If you are not there, how to get there. And if you are there, how to stay there. That's Business.
Radio Saltimat.
With Nisham Rays and Rick Coles. That's Business.
Hello and welcome back to That's Business. Our topic for discussion on this program, presentation skills or techniques and their relevance to any business today. I know this topic needs more than one program for us to transfer the learning points, but what we'll focus is on the highlights of presentation techniques, and in future programs, we will be taking various aspects of this and elaborating on this. Now, it has been said that your communication skills can make or break a deal. On this note, I would like to ask you, Rick, the importance of communication and presentation skills.
Well, I think, you know, first of all, managers and leaders of any discipline whose organizational role requires them to present on behalf of the company or business unit or with customers or suppliers need to be able to present. More managers are required to present as part of their daily work, both internally and externally. You need to develop a framework and understanding of the presentation process and its techniques and gain the skills needed to achieve enhanced presentation, resulting in improved communication with an audience of 4 or 404. An added benefit is that you can apply these methods to many of your daily communications. So, presentations, like many skills, seem simple in theory, but are in reality quite complicated. It can be learned by training, practice, experience, and of course by studying, which I'll cover a little bit later. Presentation skills are now a vital part of every executive's role. He or she have to be familiar with the different kinds of presentations and must be able to recognize presentation scenarios and opportunities. So there are many different reasons for presentations. People ask me, what kind of presentations? Well, there are thousands. You have to sell an idea to management, introduce a product, a productivity deal, report to a commission, explanation to an office, financial report, a briefing session, or a report on a project. Look, a presentation is an exercise of persuasion, and it's a communication of information and ideas. A presenter has usually invited the audience, and his or her need to impart the information is usually greater than the audience's need to receive it. So we need to make our communication of ideas by words and visual aids as effective as we possibly can.